out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday, the 11th of July, 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. We're not actually live today because Dr. Johnson is not very well, but he is here for today's podcast. Matt, thank you very much for coming on today. I know you'd like to apologise to listeners for no TON yesterday. And as I say, yeah, great. Thank you so much for coming on, because I know you are rather ill at the moment.
It hasn't been my week. I've been given new Orthodox nationalists for a long time without any time off. I've inherited my father's kidneys, unfortunately, the only bad thing of his that I've inherited. But no, I can't let everyone down twice in 1 week. So making matters worse, though, is that we have a very depressing show today. So that may get me upset enough where I'll be more lively than usual.
Well, as I say, I hope you get well soon. It's not like you to miss a TON, and thank you for coming on. Yeah, it is a really rather upsetting, it's a very upsetting subject, actually, and that's about this gender neutral idea of bringing up children to think that they are gender neutral, the total madness of this and where it's leading to. I mean, just yesterday we heard in Wales that they are bringing in gender neutral school uniforms for children. And of course, it's this gender neutral idea that confuses children. They need to have their gender reinforced. If you tell them that they're gender neutral, you're going to confuse them. You're going to mess their heads up, and it's not going to help in any way whatsoever. And the particular case we've got to talk about today is the case of Jeff Younger, whose son James is looked after by his mother, who insists that he's actually a little girl, even though he behaves like a little boy in the company of his father. Now, we've discussed this before, this particular case before, here on the Daily Nationalist. I'm not sure if it was with you, Matt, or whether I just did it myself, because it is a really touching case. I mean, no father can imagine anything worse than this happening. This mother has taken his son away from him, and she is putting him on a course to having his genitals mutilated before he's a teenager, feeding him drugs to stop him developing, feeding him drugs to dampen down his and get rid of his testosterone. And the father, who is divorced from the mother, the father is being forced to pay for all of this. It's a really tragic situation, and we're talking about it today because it's just got some new exposure over at RT. They had a half hour documentary on it, basically, where he was interviewed in the first half and then an expert was talked to in the second half. This is the news story that accompanies it. Jeff Younger, who is locked in a court battle with his ex-wife over whether their son should undergo transition to a girl, says a court order bans him from discussing things like religion or the need to be respectful to girls. Jeff and his former spouse, Anne Georgulas, are trying to resolve a parental dispute over their son, James. Anne insists that James identifies as a girl, she calls him Luna, and envisions hormone therapy and eventually sex change surgery in the future. Jeff rejects the idea and says his son is perfectly comfortable being a boy in his presence. The pair are fighting a legal battle, with a court temporarily ordering Jeff not to impose a male identity on the child. The child is biologically male, and so how could Jeff impose a male identity on somebody who is biologically male? I just don't I just don't know. And this bit here, where it says about he's not allowed to discuss things like religion or the need to be respectful to girls. I mean, that's not something I really would have thought about with this. The difficulty with actually telling this boy that he needs to be respectful to girls. There are a lot of things that a father needs to teach a boy about how they behave around girls, because they're going to have more strength than them, lots of things. And he's not allowed to teach his boy how to respect girls. I mean, girls could be at danger around this boy, unfortunately, because they're brainwashing him into being a girl. And the religious thing as well. I mean, this is why I thought this would be an interesting subject to discuss, Matt. I didn't realize that, this guy, Jeff Younger, the father, he's actually an Orthodox Christian as well. How is this sort of transgender, gender neutral stuff? How is that looked upon by the Christian Orthodox in general? Do you know?
Well, as you might expect, it follows natural law. The family's name is Gorgulus, Georgulus, so that's pretty clear. They're Greek. But the thing that struck me here was the name that she calls him, Luna, which is an occult name. It has to do with the ever-changing moon. It's connected to Quicksilver, and silver, the things that dissolve all identities. She's initiated, or she knows someone who's initiated who's doing this. Luna is not chosen by accident. Obviously, it's not a Christian name, but it is a deeply occult name. And that it suggests that she's not sure what he is, and that he's always changing. The worst part is that it sounds like he's acting what he needs to act for both parents. And so now this is real child abuse. This is the worst case I've ever seen. I don't know how this is going to work. He has to refuse to pay on child abuse grounds. I don't know what the system is going to do as a result. I don't know how far that's gone so far. Sex change surgery is going to be, it's elective surgery. No insurance is going to cover it. So it's going to be really expensive. Not to mention all the hormone blockers and everything else that they have to put into him. He may rather go to prison than pay this. I don't know if that's an option, but it sounds like it might be.
Well, he is having to pay this out because he's got the consent for everything apart from psychiatric help for the boy. Everything else, they have to get his consent in order to do it. But because this comes under psychiatric help, that comes under the mother's consent. So this is sort of why he's taking, this is the argument that he's making in court. This is why he's having to go to court over it, because, you know, he did everything else that he could do to make sure that, it was his consent that was needed when they split up. Luna, I mean, that is quite obviously an occult name that he's given her. And the child believes that if he behaves like a boy in front of his mother, she won't be happy. I mean, she shows disgust when he behaves like a boy. And so he thinks that he should be behaving like a girl to please his mother. And of course, this is how they create these transgenders. This is how these relatives, because it normally is a relative, these relatives abuse the child by rewarding them when they behave like the gender that they wanted the child to be. And this messes the kid's head up. And this is what instills this idea that they're actually a gender that's been born into the wrong body. It's specifically doing this that creates them. And it is specifically doing this that the court is saying that the father has to actually do. It's absolutely insane. The order forbids Jeff from calling his son James in front of anyone who knows him as a girl. And of course, this significantly limits what they can do together. Basically, I can't go to a school. I keep him away from any friends he might have at school that know him as a girl. And at my home, he is known as James, and I use male pronouns. What I am prohibited from doing right now is trying to convince him that he is actually a boy, he said. So even though the boy is dressed in boy's clothes and he uses male pronouns and he acts like a little boy when he's there, apparently they think that the father that's convincing him that he's a boy. I mean, what does he think he uses to go to the toilet with if he thinks he's a girl? He's got a brother there as well. He's got, I'm not sure if it's a twin brother, but he's got a brother there. And the brother himself has pointed at him and said, look, you know, how can we call him a girl when he's got that? I mean, this is what is so confusing for these children. You see the looks on these kids' faces when they're being taught this stuff at school, the LGBT stuff or just the transsexual stuff. And the look on their faces is just anger and confusion because they know that what they are being taught is lies. And all of it is child abuse. I mean, it makes me so angry to think what they're doing to these children by doing this and thinking that they're actually being so kind and virtuous in actually doing it. That's the insane thing. The court's ruling means that Jeff, who is a religious Orthodox Christian, has to be careful when discussing his faith with his son, he said. He is also cautious about teaching James how to behave decently so that his words cannot be interpreted as imposing a male gender identity. I'm even a little trepidatious about reading the book of Genesis as we go through our Bible readings after Pascha, he said. So I've had a lot of trouble communicating with him on religious issues and on basic things that you have to teach boys. Issues around self-control, how they should deal with women, older women, being respectful to females of their peer group. Jeff said James was misdiagnosed with gender dysphoria and simply wants the approval of both his parents. The court asked us to take them to social services and let the boys express their preferences, Jeff said, and he's speaking there about the boy's brother as well. And what James said was he wants to be a girl at his mum's home and a boy at his dad's home. He basically wants both his parents to love him. That's what's at the root of this, is this insane mother that is torturing her son because she would rather have had a little girl. And apparently she was, right from the age of about two, she was reading him these perverted storybooks that make the transsexual in the storybook out to be the hero. They've got a lot of books now aimed at under five-year-olds with transgenders in them, and they make them out to be heroes and wonderful people. And of course, this child, when he behaves like a little girl, he gets rewarded by his mother, and he gets disapproving looks if he behaves like a boy. I mean, he should be taken away from this woman. It's absolute madness. Max, Matt, have you got anything to say about these bits here, about this Book of Genesis bit? And
well, I'm just lucky, you know. I raised two boys without any problems like this. As crazy as my ex-wife is, none of this ever came up. I get the impression that this woman abandoned the faith at some point. I bet you that's something to do with her, their divorce. And, you know, this is just one way of spitting at him and spitting at the church. There's a name really, really sticks with me. This father just has to do everything he can to fight this woman. He does have rights in this system as a father on the fact that the boy has already said that he's just doing what his parents want him to do. Any judge, I don't care what the judge is, has to realize that this is torture. You used the right word. They're torturing this kid. This has nothing to do with gender dysphoria. This has to do with the mother's attitude. This has to do with the mother leaving the faith at some point and using this to not only get to the church, but to get to him, the father as well. That's all I'm seeing here.
We've also got the issue of, you know, little boys, they like to play fight. Apparently his favorite occupation with his brother is wrestling. Now, if he starts trying to do that with the girls, obviously there's going to be problems there. And how are you going to say to him, well, you shouldn't be doing that, if you told him that he's a girl and he thinks these other girls are the same as himself? You know, there are lots of issues here which people just don't think about. And the whole idea of this, of the gender being a social construct, I mean, this goes back to this chap, Dr. Money. I don't know if you've heard of him before, Matt. And he was with the Johns Hopkins Institute. And this was about 30 or 40 years ago, I think. And there was a young boy, and he was a twin, and he had a problem with urinating. And his parents took him to the doctor to have his foreskin cauterized. And there was a horrific accident happened, and it destroyed the boy's penis. And they didn't know what to do. And they took him to see this Dr. Money, who was apparently an expert in sex intersex people. And he said, well, what they should do is we should just cut the penis off. I'll make up a makeshift vulva for him, and we'll teach him that he's a girl. And there won't be any problems with that. And, of course, there were problems with that. I mean, this is a boy. This is somebody with XY chromosomes. And whether, you know, whether he's got testosterone in him or not, he's got XY chromosomes. He's going to think like a boy. He's going to know that he's a boy. And they tried to force him to behave like a little girl. And this pervert doctor even got him and his brother to simulate sex. They would get his brother to get on all fours, and they'd get this boy, this mutilated boy, to lie underneath him. I mean, really, really perverted stuff that this doctor did. You would think that the doctor would be struck off and he would be sent to prison. Well, he wasn't struck off and sent to prison. He's still being given awards today. I mean, this young lad, David, who was mutilated, and he ended up killing himself. They told him he was a girl. And then when he was a little bit older and he said, look, this, you know, something's wrong, they said to him, well, actually, you were a boy. And they told him what had happened. And he actually married a woman. And then when she tried to divorce him, he blew his brains out with a shotgun. And I think his brother ended up killing himself as well. So you've got total family tragedy here. You've got people killing themselves. You've got rock solid proof that gender is not a social construct, because this Dr. Money, you know, tried to show that it was a social construct by teaching somebody that was originally a boy to be a girl, and using his twin as the control, and doing it right from a very, very young age. And it showed that gender is not a social construct. Gender is biologically ingrained. It doesn't matter if you've got testosterone or not. You know, you've got XY chromosomes. You know what gender you are. And yet still, we still have this idea that it's a social construct. I don't understand that. This experiment was obviously a total failure. And yet this guy was the guy that wrote all these books about it being a social construct. And this guy, Dr. Money, he's the one that these transsexuals point to as being the expert in all of this. And yet his expertise was shown to be completely false, completely false. And now we've got, you know, we've got kids at school that are being taught this. We've got kids being taught to be gender neutral. We've got kids in Sweden going, little boys going to school, and they're being told off for behaving like little boys, and rewarded if they play with dolls. And they are deliberately setting out to confuse these children's minds. And this is before we even get into all the hormone disruptors that are in the environment now, all the estrogen that's in the environment from the contraceptive pill, all the hormone disruptors from the BPA and the plastics that all the food is packaged in, and all of that is confusing people's hormones and suppressing them. And we've got fish that are being born with as hermaphrodites or not being able to breed. We know that the sperm count is going down, which is linked in with these hormones as well. And instead of doing something about that, instead of trying to change what's in the environment and trying to increase the testosterone in men, which has dropped by 20% in the last 20 years, the average testosterone level. Instead of doing that, they're just trying to confuse people all the more and say that this is totally natural. So you've got two things here. You've got the problem with the environment, the physical problems, which are feminizing men. And also, I think this could be the reason why women are getting fatter, because they've got excess estrogen in them, and estrogen causes you to put on the weight. And then you've got this confusion that's being deliberately done to these children while they are at school. And it's just setting up a time bomb, basically. I mean, there's been a huge increase, an explosion in children that are claiming to be transgender, particularly girls in girls' schools. And it's all the sorts of kids that before they would have had eating disorders or bulimia or some kind of body dysmorphic disorder. And instead, now they're latching onto this. because most of them have been neglected in some way or abused in some way, and they want attention, and they see that this is a way for them to get attention. So they claim to be transgender. You've also got the autistic kids. There's a massive correlation between autism and people claiming to be transgender. And the doctors are being told, well, if you don't go along with this, if you suggest that this may be autism or body dysmorphia, you'll be struck off because you're not affirming the gender identity of this transgender. And if this continues, then these kids, they can end up being infertile for the rest of their lives. They can end up mutilating themselves, wounding themselves. I mean, let's be open here. I mean, a transsexual basically has an open wound between their legs. I mean, what kind of man wants to put his generative organ into an open wound? These people that do this to themselves, they are completely deranged and deluded. And to have taken this out of the medical books as a delusion and saying, well, this is, you know, gender is just a social construct, it's absolutely insane. When they dig these people's bodies up, do they say, well, I'm sure he must have identified as a woman? No, they don't. The forensic examiners, they say, well, this was either a male or this was a female. You can't change the way that people are created. You can't show biologically that these people have different brains or anything like that. It is all psychological, and it all goes back to the way that they are treated as children in most cases. And what's going on here is this mother is actually creating this transgender, and this father is being forced to go along with it and even to pay for it. This has to be the worst, you know, the worst case that I've ever read about here, because, you know, you just feel so much for this father. You know, you have so much concern for him. I would advise people, if they can, to, you know, donate to him and pray for him if they can.
Well, I'm just wondering how well he's defending himself. You know, the John Money situation, as you mentioned, it came from an accidental botched circumcision. And to deal with the, you know, destruction of his penis because of that, took him to John Money and they created this brand new set of words, these terms like gender, like preference, like paraphilia, like orientation. This is a man who created it. It's not like there was this paper that someone discovered, that there was this great insight that someone figured out, some chemical analysis that someone did. This is just ideology. The point is to create as much chaos as humanly possible, to destroy families, to destroy people, to normalize mental illness. And this guy has to go in front of a judge or even file a motion explaining this situation. The number of suicides, the number of extreme mental illnesses that come after reassignment surgery really are his great ally, because it shows you that these reassignments are disastrous. They lead to huge numbers of suicide and extreme forms of depression and anxiety and everything you could think of that's bad. They rarely work because they think this is going to solve all their problems. And when it doesn't, it makes it far worse. And yeah. I was hoping this guy is really putting this out in front of the judge, saying this is what this boy is in for.
Well, at least he's getting some publicity. I mean, there was a half-hour program, as I say, that was on RT about this, and obviously it was sympathetic. Do you know how they treat the transsexualism and this gender madness over in Russia, Matt? Obviously, they have a law against promoting homosexuality to children. Do they have any laws about this? Are they trying to introduce gender neutrality in Russia at all?
It simply doesn't exist. I don't know if there's any legal barrier, but it simply is not done over there. You know, rebuilding the country after Marxism, this kind of thing isn't exactly top priority. And because of the psychological establishment is not connected to the Anglo-American establishment at all. And so this sort of thing simply doesn't exist. There is no popular support for it. And manhood in Russia is extremely important. It's far more machismo and the foods are better. They don't have GMO over there. They don't have anything that will lower the up the estrogen count, lower the testosterone count. The food is much better. It's not nearly as processed. You know, Putin banned GMOs. So the background to this, the psychiatric establishment here over there has nothing to do with the Anglo-American establishment. So it simply wouldn't be accepted by the courts, no matter what has, no matter what the law says. It simply wouldn't go that way. Men would go bonkers if this were ever the case.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand, is the people that are just going along with this and allowing this to be taught to kids in schools. I mean, the whole of Wales is going to have gender-neutral school uniforms, whatever that means. You know, girls are going to be told they have to wear trousers, I guess, and boys are going to be told, encouraged to wear skirts. I mean, girls like to wear skirts. They like to affirm their femininity. They don't want to be forced to wear trousers, especially in the heat. I mean, this idea of basically creating hermaphrodites is what they're trying to do. I mean, hermaphrodites do exist in nature. A very, very small amount of people that are born intersex. Castor Semenya, she's a hermaphrodite. She's got internal testicles. She's got XY chromosomes. But she was brought up as a girl, even though she doesn't have a penis, she has testicles. This is why there's this issue with her in the Olympic Games and why she keeps winning them all. So we do have instances of this, but obviously that's a tragedy that somebody who's born like that. That is an absolute tragedy. It's not something that you want to be encouraging upon the general population and saying, well, why don't you mutilate yourself and you can be like them as well. And I do think, you know, as you mentioned earlier, I do think that there's an occult part to this, because the hermaphrodite is looked up to as some kind of deity within occult circles. They look up to it because it's the union of the opposites. It's the union of the male and the female. So the idea of doing that in real life, you know, it's basically carrying out the fulfillment of these Gnostic ideas, I think.
Yeah. As our readers, our listeners know, Baphomet is always depicted with a penis and breasts. Baphomet is always or Bahamut, however you want to pronounce it, is always intersex, no doubt about it. It's a big deal for them.
Well, it's you know, they say there is no absolute good, there is no absolute evil, and they need to sort of bring these opposites together, and that's a part of the Kabbalah, and that's a part of Gnosticism, and that finds its way out into our society with this idea that we should have diversity, and that there's no difference between white and black. It's basically, once you say that there is no difference between anything, then there is no way to know anything, and everything just becomes, you know, as if you're unconscious, you're unable to actually to know anything at all. If everything was the same, I mean, we learn by discriminating. We discriminate against what is good for us and what is evil for us, what is bad for us, and we learn to discriminate in more and more acute ways, and the more acute we are at discriminating between objects and between things, you know, the more we learn. Like when you look at a species and you look at the subspecies, and then you look at the breeds of it, or if you're measuring something, you get finer and finer measurements into nanometers, and you're looking at things with a microscope. It's all learning to discriminate between one thing and another. All learning is based upon that. And this idea of not discriminating and pushing diversity and no boundaries and blurring the opposites, I mean, it goes right against everything that it means to be human, everything that it means to be alive, even, and to know God and to know the world around us. And it's taking that away from us, and it's torturing these kids and setting them up for, you know, terrible mental issues. You know, we've got all these problems now with kids that are being put on antidepressants, and it's due to this rubbish that they're being taught in schools. And I know not everybody is capable of homeschooling their children, but surely people must know somebody within their friend set that could help out with it if they're not up to the standard of doing it themselves. Because I think that's the only solution to this, is to start homeschooling the children so that you know they're not being brainwashed with this. And the only other option would be to demonstrate at the schools and say, I don't want my children being taught this. This is absolute madness, and point out the reasons for why it is madness. As you say, Matt, all those statistics, all those facts, they are all there. They can be looked up online, and that can be shown to the people at the school. They'll try to ignore it, and they'll try and say, well, that's just your opinion. But it's not opinion. It's facts and it's statistics, and this is only going on in the West. This is an attack against the white man in the West, and it's an attack against masculinity in particular. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Matt. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Grandpa Lampshade. God bless and hail victory.
You're tuned.